The state assembly and Senate have both passed a bill to begin the process of dissolving a binational agency over a growing conflict with Canada over the Peace Bridge in Buffalo. That story from the Innovation Trail's Ashley Hassett.
Under the bill proposed by Senator Mark Grassanti and Assemblyman Sean Ryan, the Peace Bridge Authority will have until July 2014 to get its affairs in order. Ryan says the bill also brings the authority back in line with similar state entities.
So there's no immediate action here, but it sends a strong message to the Peace Bridge Authority that we expect quick progress on the plaza, and we expect it to happen sooner rather than later.
Assembly members voted 83-44 in favor of the bill, but there are still concerns that if passed, it will undermine the relationship between the U.S. and Canada. Ryan doesn't agree.
I think that's overblown. It's a scare tactic. I met with the Canadian Consulate General. He was not speaking that language at all. He recognized this is a principled dispute, and he said this dispute will go no farther than where we are. So he understood that this dispute is a dispute we could look at in a vacuum, and that this will not disrupt car and truck traffic.
Speaking in Buffalo on Wednesday, Governor Cuomo addressed Canadian concerns that dissolving the authority could jeopardize the construction of preclearance inspection booths slated for Fort Erie. Cuomo says he isn't concerned that the bill will delay that project.
My whole point here is enough is enough. Everybody's been talking. Everybody has an opinion. Newspapers have an opinion. Politicians have an opinion. Everybody argues. Nothing happens. It's been going on for 20 years. Let's be honest. So could you now slow the progress? No, because you're not making any progress. So there's nothing to slow. My point is the exact opposite. Let's do something.
Cuomo says Canadians will also benefit from the development of Buffalo's Peace Bridge Plaza, but Senator Mark Grassanti stressed that the size of that development remains a cross-border sticking point. In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hassett for the Innovation Trail.